Who knows what may come next?
Robbie Merrick and the Doctor with you on Triple J right across Australia.
Lucky it's just his heart that's a mess.
As you know, we like nothing better
that
than...
That last one was so unnecessary, Lindsay.
Actually, you should be out for a little moment. As you know, we like nothing better than stripping down to our G-strings
like
and lathering,
the basics of radio.
Lathering ourselves in baby oil and just shaking it out, which is why we're pining for the fact that we're not in Rio right now, where the world's greatest carnival is going on. Uh-oh, Marie Carty's about to shake America's again. Kat Holloway, who is an Aussie who is on Copacabana Beach right now. What can you see, Kat?
Hola, guys. How are you?
Good.
Thanks.
That's good. I am currently standing on the boardwalk in between people in G-strings, actually, playing beach volleyball. And on the other side, we've got people in Pink Panther-inspired costumes parading down main streets of Copacabana.
No wonder people want to go to Rio all the time.
Now, Kat, have you gone for the G-string or the Pink Panther or something in between for your costume?
I am all frocked up, actually, Doctor, and I am actually frocked up in pink. So I think I lean towards the Pink Panther side of life at the moment.
Good. So just tell us what it's like. What have you been doing over the last day or two? We've seen the photographs that have come through, and it looks just incredible. But what have you seen for yourself?
It doesn't stop. There is no quiet time. There is no time out. Everybody goes. Basically, the whole city is kind of shut down in order for Carnival to happen. There's people in costumes 24/7. Every time you walk down the street, there's everybody wearing Mickey Mouse ears through to completely spangled, not much G-strings and bra ensembles with big feather boas around their necks. So each night, everybody goes to the Samba Droma, which is a really big venue, which basically kicks off at 11 o'clock and goes through to 6 a.m. the next morning. And that's where everybody pulls out the huge floats, the costumes. It is just, you know, completely over the top in every way possible.
Kat, it sounds amazing, but it sounds exhausting as well.
Yeah, nobody really sleeps. I did run into some people as we were arriving at 2 a.m. at the Samba Droma this morning, and they were just heading home because they actually hadn't slept in 3 days. So they kind of wanted to go home and get a few hours sleep before they started out.
Soft cocks.
That's the other thing. You know, the big parades are on, but all in Ipanema and Copacabana beaches, there's constantly street parties on.
Now, I don't want to get too sleazy about this, but apparently the organisers of Rio have handed out 59 million free condoms.
Yeah, that would. I haven't been counting as such, but you know the streets are reasonably litter filled, I guess, and I'm sure they'll do a massive clean up at the end.
It's good to know if you want safe sex, you can just pick something up off the ground. Very comforting.
Pick something up off the street. That's right.
Yeah, nice.
And on the subject, vaguely concerned with sex, Matthew McConaughey is apparently there. Our favourite Hollywood star. And I believe there's a very good chance he may be wearing no shirt.
More than likely, and he's probably wearing the trademark short, tight, white shorts, or possibly the leopard skin ones which seem to be in season and on every second.
I'm guessing Matthew McConaughey's also playing some bongos somewhere. What's the music like?
The music, every single little street stall has its own music blaring out loud, and there's all the clubs, and then in between every hotel, which is every block, they also have an outdoor DJ with a microphone for freestyling MCs, so kind of anyone can...
Lindsay McDougall just ran out of the studio.
A whole country, an open mic night. Oh, my goodness.
Kat Holloway, young Australian on safari in Rio for Carnivale. Hey, thanks so much for chatting to us.
And
come back at some stage, but enjoy yourself while you're there, Kat.
Yeah, I do hope we get out alive. I'm sure it'll be fine.
Good on you, Kat. Have fun. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.